Dan Riskin is here for the craziest new movies this week. Richard. New movies this week. Richard Krause will run down the latest releases when we play Does Richard Krause Love These Movies? Plus, Slow News Day, this hour on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.
News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards.
The rundown has the big news stories of the past 24 hours. That is 15 minutes away.
On the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
But first, my friends, it is time to take a look at what movies are going to be playing in your favorite theater. It is a segment that we call... Does Richard Krause Love These Movies? So, Richard, what is the first movie?
The Creator, a new sci-fi film starring John David Washington and now playing in theaters, is set at a time when a war between the human race and artificial intelligence rages out of control, when an ex-special forces agent is recruited to hunt down and kill the Creator, the elusive architect of advanced AI. He discovers the world-ending weapon is actually an AI in the form of a young child.
What's happened?
It's a peaceful place in the sky.
Are you going to heaven?
No. You gotta be a good person to go to heaven.
So, we're the same. We can't go to heaven because you're not good. And I'm not a person.
Got me. The kid got me. The kid sucked me in. I'm going to say, Tony, you want to go first? I always go first. I get the number. I get it right. But it's an unfair advantage, as pointed out last week by Noah. Go ahead.
I'm going to say 3 stars on this one, mainly because I was busy texting a potential guest for our,
I wasn't listening too hard to the preview. Okay.
But it looks interesting.
Yeah. You don't even know what it is, do you? Do you want to give us a summary?
It's about an AI that people believe is a creator of some kind.
Okay, good. What about you, Adham? Out of 5, what do you think he's going to give it?
I'm going to go with 4 just because it's a new idea. Okay. So I'll give it a 4.
Tony, you had 3? I'm going 3.5. Three and a half. Let's see. What does Richard give it?
Visually, director Gareth Edwards looks to District 9 and Apocalypse Now for inspiration to create a unique-looking slice of speculative fiction. Shot in Thailand, the film takes advantage of that country's otherworldly, old-world locations juxtaposed against the high-tech AI robots and sleek, futuristic aircraft and weapons. The mix of old and new, of nature and technology, make for a grand backdrop to a story that thrives on intimate moments. The Creator builds a dystopian world that feels unique, and it's certainly nice to have a new science fiction tale not based on existing intellectual property, even if it feels like a pastiche. But for all the admirable ambition and emotion, director Gareth Edwards occasionally runs off in all directions all at once, leaving nuance and subtlety behind. And that's why I gave The Creator, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Boom! All right, you guys had home field advantage. You got to go first, and I still bring it home. Unbelievable. Have you anything to say? This is your first time, Adham.
I didn't know we could give halves, so that's what I have to say.
Okay, now you do.
You know. Now I know.
The excuses. Okay, yeah. The excuses, sure. All right. What's the second movie, Richard?
In Flora and Son, a new family drama now streaming on Apple TV+, Eve Hewson plays a young single mother with a fraught relationship with her son. In an attempt to find him a hobby, she retrieves a guitar from a dumpster and discovers that one person's rubbish can be one family's salvation.
Young Max, one more offense and you'll be behind bars. Flora, you're his mother. Find him something to do.
What are you doing right now?
You don't want to know.
What are you hoping to get out of this?
I thought this guitar might make me something. I'm cool.
I'll be back in an hour.
I don't care.
How annoying is he?
very annoying.
I might learn the guitar myself.
I heard good things about this. This is one of the things that Amber Dowling an hour ago went over. Sorry, 10 minutes ago went. It seems like it's such. Amber's so great. It's just I miss her so much. So it seems like an hour ago. So I am going to say Richard. Tony, you go first this time.
Three?
At him.
Three.
I'm going to go with three as well. Yeah.
No, you can't. You got to pick something else.
Pick a different number.
Okay. All right. Then I'll give it a 2.5.
2.5. I'm going 3.5. Richard, what did you think of this?
Flora and Son is a small movie with a big performance that provides its beating heart. As Flora, Eve Hewson is tender and terrible, delightful and disagreeable. She's made mistakes and has a hard shell, but in Hewson's capable hands, her innate goodness shines through. It is, simply put, a star-making performance chock full of soul. At its core, Flora and Son is a love story, but it's not a rom-com. This is about the love of family, music, and self, and is a rousing crowd-pleaser that breathes the same air as director John Carney's other films, Sing Street and Once. And that's why I gave Flora and Son, now streaming on Apple TV+, 4 out of 5 stars.
Wowza. Four out of five stars. You know what?
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Are you?
Because,
it sounds like a really good movie, but there's no explosions. I mean, I get it. The Richard likes it, but there's no explosions. There's no gun battles. There's like a guitar. And a
no
mom.
Flying superheroes?
No flying superheroes. I don't know.
Something's wrong.
You're not watching it, I'm telling you right now. What is the final movie, Richard, for us to consider this weekend?
In Saw 10, John Kramer, a.k.a. Jigsaw, travels to Mexico for a risky and experimental medical procedure to cure his cancer, only to discover the entire operation is a scam to defraud the most vulnerable. Armed with a newfound purpose, the infamous serial killer uses deranged traps to turn the tables on the con artists.
The cancer is still spreading. I'm afraid there's nothing else we can do.
Hello, everyone. It's time to play a game. You all pretended to cure me, but what I have planned for each of you is very real.
This is not retribution. It's a reawakening.
I was just Googling to see what Richard gave Saw 9. We should have, and I'm not joking, we should have Richard on to count down the 10 Saws from best to worst. I'm going to think that Richard, I guess Halloween's just around the corner. This is probably perfect timing for that. I'm going to say Richard is going to give this 2. Yeah. What about you, Adam?
Any franchise that goes beyond 3 movies should get 1s. So I'll just go with 1.
I like that. I like that theory. Do you have a theory, Tony?
My theory is fans will love this and would probably give it a 5 just because it's crazy that they're up to 10 movies. But I don't think Richard has a scoring ruler that's low enough for this. So I'm going to say 1.5.
Okay, Richard.
The Saw movies pretend to have a moral, a manifesto driven by serial killer John Kramer's twisted sense of finding atonement through pain via deadly games of truth or consequences. That high-minded philosophy is given lip service in Saw 10, but it takes a backseat to the graphic kills. Put it this way, Saw 10 is less about the moral code and more about using a person's intestines as a rope or sucking someone's eyeballs right out of their sockets. It might be different if there was some kind of inventive symbolism in the games, a sense that there is something happening to stimulate the viewer's brain, not just their gag reflex. And for a movie that's all about games, Kramer refers to each of his traps, his tests, as games, the R-rated Saw 10 is all gory games, but it's very little fun. And that's why I gave the movie, now playing in theaters, 2 stars out of 5.
All right. There you go.
I think you got 2 out of 3.
Two out of three. All right. Well, Adham's new. You got no excuse. I tell you that. All right. The first, do you guys want to guess when the first Saw came out? Huh?
In 1905?
2004.
What the hell?
So 19 years, one movie almost every 2 years. The Rundown is next.